What can you tell us about this development?
What I can only say is that Zimbabwe is leaving no stone unturned in its efforts to ensure that the illegal sanctions imposed upon the nation are removed. So we are doing everything that's possible, everything that's legal, to make sure that the livelihoods of Zimbabweans are improved. And we can only do so if we can trade freely, if we can be able to sell our minerals at the appropriate price on the open market, rather than to go using petty parties and so forth, losing money and buying things and selling at a premium. It doesn't work. So we need sanctions removed. So as a nation, and as a responsible government, we are deploying all these efforts to ensure that we can achieve the aspirations of Zimbabwe.
But, Mr. Mangwana, government critics are saying that this is a waste of money because the country is facing a severe drought. Why pay lobby firms?
It's not a waste of money to ensure that investors invest in their own country. It is not a waste of money to ensure that our goods can be sold at the right price on the international market. It is not a waste of money to ensure that our bankers and our banks can also secure finances on the international market at reasonable interest rates. That's not a waste of money. It's not a waste of money to ensure that our agriculture is well funded, our mining sector is well funded, and we have investment coming into this country. We have still sanctions in this country. When we put money to ensure those things are happening, that's what money wasted. But if we want to talk about waste of money, it's a waste of money to board a plane, to fly all the way to Washington, to call for sanctions to be imposed against one country. It is a waste of money to be creating fake news, even videos, even some other approach, which paints the country as a very unstable country, as a country which is a jungle. That's a waste of money, but not the way the government is deploying the money right now. I think that's appropriate.
But some are also saying, Mr. Mangwana, why not just go the easier route? Washington has made it clear that it wants Zimbabwe to respect the rule of law. It also wants some white farmers who lost their land to be compensated. Is it difficult to do that?
Your question is premised on the assumption that Zimbabwe is not respecting the rule of law. And that's the wrong premise to be coming from, because Zimbabwe is respecting the rule of law. Zimbabwe is reforming its democratic space. Zimbabwe is reforming its own legislation. We are aligning every piece of our legislation to our own constitution. And that's the benchmark. Is Zimbabwe doing anything outside this constitution? No, it's not. So, once we do that, that's what we should be judged by. And it's not a waste of money. This is the appropriate thing to do. The sanctions have been imposed for different reasons, and the benchmark has always been moving. You know that those sanctions were changed, the goalposts were changed, all the terms changed. And these sanctions, how long is that? The data came in 2001. Now we are in 2019. That's 18 years, right? 18 years. So do you think we're going to wait another 18 years, or we'll do everything that's in our capacity as a government, as a responsible government, to ensure that the generations that we are losing because of sanctions will not happen again? We will not lose another generation like we've lost another one. 18 years is a long time. The person that was born in 2001 is voting if we are going to have elections this year. But we can't let that happen. We have to act in responsibility as a government. And that means invest whatever we can invest to make sure that the people that have been born today will have a future, unlike those who were born in 2001 and later.